Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said the most important things in life aren't things. We're happy for this privilege of Bible study again, and we do appreciate your listening to Bible Meditations. All right, let's get to our study. One of the great problems we face in the religious world is that most people have very little knowledge of the Word of God. People do not hesitate to tell you, "I don't know anything about the Bible." Or even if they think they have some knowledge of it, they'll say, "I don't know much about the Bible." Well, they may indeed have a lack of knowledge of the Bible. But isn't that sad? It's the book God gave to tell us how to go from earth to heaven, and people say, "I'm not enough interested in it to find out which way to go." Imagine taking a road map and never looking at it, just lighting out in our own direction and going whichever way we want to go without following the directions of the map. Certainly, when people do that in religion, the danger is very evident, and eventually, instead of reaching the destination we're hoping for, and that's heaven, we go in another direction. The Bible teaches that we ought to be aware of what God has said. So when the Sadducees ask a question that was totally out of line, Jesus just told them, "You don't know the Scriptures, and you don't know the power of God." And I believe there are a number of people in the world today in a similar circumstance. What happens when a person follows a way that is not taught in the Word of God? Well, he goes the wrong direction, doesn't he? In Acts 17, 30 and 31, Paul says to the people of Athens, Greece, "And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent." Well, that just means God's not overlooking our ignorance. We may say, "Well, I just didn't know." But God's not going to overlook that. He commands all men everywhere to repent. So it's up to us to study. We also find in 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, that there were false prophets among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by whom the way of truth is evil spoken of. Now think about that. They not only are teaching wrong ways, but others are following those wrong ways, and the way of truth is evil spoken of. What a terrible situation. How am I going to know if a man's telling me the truth or if he's deceiving me? Now, I'm not saying the man is dishonest. Sometimes honest people lead others in the wrong direction. Sometimes people, with all of their heart, trying to help a person, make them in a worse condition than they were before because they don't know the Scriptures. So we have to acquaint ourselves with the Scriptures and be able to understand whether a man is telling us the truth or not. In Acts 17 and verse 11, Paul says the people of Berea showed nobility. Why were they noble? They received the word with all readiness of mind, number one. Number two, they searched the Scriptures daily to see if they were being taught the truth. Do you suppose there's significance to saying they searched the Scriptures daily? Well, I think so. It means that they were constantly looking in the Scriptures to see if they were being taught the truth. You see, their soul was at stake. How could they be anything less diligent than that when their soul is involved? Now, when you answer that question, let me ask you this. how can we be anything less than diligent in our study of the Bible, realizing that our soul is at stake? If I follow the wrong thing, I'm going to be lost. I can't afford to be on the wrong way. I have to study the Bible. I can just almost hear somebody saying, well, you're not qualified to read and study the Bible for yourself. You need to let somebody else study it and tell you what it says. Well, where did that idea ever come from? It doesn't come from Bible teaching. The Bible teaches that all people ought to read their Bible and learn what is right and what is wrong, and that they ought not to commit their life to someone else and allow somebody else to examine the Bible or study it for them. They need to do it for themselves. We urge you frequently on Bible meditations that you pick up your Bible and compare what is said with the Word of God. I don't want you taking my word without looking in your Bible to see if it's true or not. When you find that the things that are spoken are true, then be obedient to them. If you find error along that line, do two things. Let me know of the error that has been spoken, and then at the same time, reject that error and turn away from it. We do appreciate the fact that we've had the opportunity of studying together. We hope good has come from our study. Remember that it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.